Following a night and early morning with heavy downpours and localized flooding, the axis of heaviest rain is now shifting its way into New England. There are still some areas of shower activity and even some localized downpours left behind, but as the entire storm system continues to work its way to the east, we will see the threat for rain come to an end during this evening. It's all being driven by an area of low pressure that is lifting through the Great Lakes up into southern Canada. It's actually the cold front with this system that is working its way through the northeast. In advance of that front, some tropical moisture was drawn in, and that's the reason why we had some of those heavy downpours last night and this morning, and some heavy rain continues this afternoon in areas to our east. As the front works its way from west to east through the region, the threat for rain will end, so by midnight any showers will be completely over. It's going to be another warm night, so even though a cold front comes through, temperatures will not drop off. We're targeting lows generally in the 50s. Tomorrow there could still be a shower, mainly north and west of Albany, as another area of disturbed weather works through. Temperatures will be mild again, running in the 60s to around 70 degrees. A few areas from the capital region on south could actually reach above 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. On Saturday, a more substantial cold front comes through, at least in terms of temperature, and by Sunday, highs will struggle to reach 50 in many locations, so there's some chilly air set to arrive for early next week. And now we check on the tropics with Major Hurricane Gonzalo. The storm was a Category 4 hurricane late this morning. The storm has its sights set on Bermuda, where the storm will move very close to or directly over the island by about this time tomorrow. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda, and the odds are quite good that this storm will have a serious and significant impact on the island as it works its way through. And now here is our latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Any rain will end, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with any showers ending, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with any rain ending, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with any rain ending, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 60s, and on Sunday, partly sunny and much cooler with highs in the 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.